by popular demand, Bristol Boys are back on August 19th, 2025. We're at the new studio hosted by the Don Father. Angry Jay is here, not locked in. He's plugged into his phone. We had Lottie last time up. Got rid of him again. Crock of shit here. The tax man and studio engineer, Brian Ferguson. I mean, Kevin Ross. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram, Capital Securities, Joe Moriello, Vice President. A life well planned. Still our biggest sponsor. Skygazer Brewing really blowing up. They just added a new shandy. It's some sort of lavender type of deal, but still like a lemonade type of thing. Can't believe it hasn't blown up on the golf course, but still one of the best around. A little bit of a rant here about local baseball news on the amateur side. The Bethlehem Plowboys are the 2025 Tri-State Champions. Angry Jay and I are proud alums of the program. The only real blue blood in the league, and we're back on top.
Did you watch any games this year?
I almost went to one.
But Jay?
I went to one.
But the last 4 years, they lost to this team, Tri-Town, in the finals, and I was there. So I helped them by not going, and it worked. Now I don't have to ever go again. But anyway, nice Thomason contingent led by last year's MVP, John Wilson, out of Eastern Connecticut, by way of Thomason High School. Other Thomaston Plowboys this year, Isaiah Johnson, Keegan Daigle, and Big John Conlon. They joined Big John to take home the gold. I think Jake Torrance was also on the roster, joining manager Rich Revere to put the brown and gold stamp back on the Tri-State Championship. Not downplaying Hall of Fame inductees this year, Mark Bodwin, number 10 for the Plowboys, and Kevin Pettit, number 44. Also, Thomason High School and Bethlehem Plowboy champions. Enough said about that. No, I know the Plowboys are tuning in. Adding to our viewership, we should be up over 200 by the end of the week. Guys,
especially with that lead in.
What did we come here to discuss? Sex toys. Why does anyone know? I haven't followed it that closely other than the ridiculousness of it. Like, does anyone know why someone's doing this? Is it a group? Is someone behind? I honestly don't know. Like, why is anyone doing this?
I think Crack's the only one that watches WNBA, so China,
buddy. I do.
It's not SportsCenter.
I have an athlete crush, not a, you know, a regular crush on Caitlin Clark. I know as a UConn alum,
Cunningham, I thought.
Connecticut resident, I'm supposed to like Tarazi, Bird, Stewart, the OG Lobo, and the rest of them, Maya Moore, all these guys. Like, I could watch Caitlin Clark play basketball often. I like her. She takes all this abuse and talks junk right back to them. I like her. I'm not tuning in regularly to the NBA, but I like her teammates. I like Paige. Why are people doing this, throwing that crap on the court?
Crocker, it was your topic. I think you should take it off here.
I'm bewildered. I had no idea. That's why I figured maybe the experts would know.
Nobody?
We got nothing.
Crickets?
Why is somebody throwing it on the court? I don't know. As a joke?
Well, why don't somebody throw fake vaginas on the NBA courts? I don't get it.
They do it at the Buffalo Bills game. So
what do they throw out there?
A dildo.
No, they don't.
The Patriots-Bills game.
Yeah.
That was a naughty word you used, by the way. I'm a teacher. I won't use that word.
It's a joke. I thought it was kind of funny. Some of them.
Well, I thought it was pretty funny also.
But it's kind of obnoxious.
If you didn't know, FanDuel was asking what the next color would be. You could bet on that. So you want to drop some money on it. But
definitely blue, but
they definitely like laid down the law there. They're actually arresting people and stuff. So
good. They should.
But why else is anybody talking about the WNBA other than Caitlin Clark, who I agree with you, she's a fantastic watch. She's great. Hasn't played in 2 months. But what else are we talking about the WNBA? We wouldn't be talking about that if not for Dildogate.
Like, no, you know, I disagree.
We would be talking about the WNBA tonight for that.
We got to make some money.
No,
probably not.
Did you guys? Did you see that they turned down like
a collective bargaining thing?
Yeah, like a huge increase for everybody. They were like, nah, we want more.
I can't do that. I think that's silly by them. I can't fathom they're that short-sighted and stupid and all that stuff. Like, just take what you're getting or go get a different job. No, there's not a huge audience. There's an audience now. There really is.
Yeah, there is more of it because of Caitlin Clark.
And people love Paige, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's great and all, but like Caitlin Clark plays much different than a lot of the women. Like she
plays like a man. Yeah, yeah. Like Taurasi used to.
Yeah, but she like actual like great skill. You know, I don't her fans are a little ridiculous with, you know, saying she's the greatest player of all time, which she's not even close to. She's not even in a discussion of that. But she plays much different than all the other women. And they couldn't have screwed that up any worse with the amount of attention she was getting and the league was getting because of her.
They had to get on this thing where it's everybody else too. It's not everybody else too.
Yeah. You get Angel Reese yapping about like her, like she's snarfing layups like they're going out of style. But what her Caitlin Clark's fans are a little ridiculous though, again, with the saying, anointing her as the greatest player of all time because she broke the NCAA scoring record. Like, she's not in discussion for that.
She's driving interest in
you mean women.
All the
players,
other players,
right?
Should just ride the wave.
Yeah, Brianna Stewart's definitely like
And Taurasi too. Yeah. Both. And I mean, you could name several that are better players than her.
Yeah, but she's fun to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. But they screwed it up so bad with the way they treated her and stuff, and not promoting her enough.
I'm waiting for her to take that $5 million a year off and go to Europe and play somewhere and totally hose the WNBA because she's tired of it. And that would be awesome if that happened.
But they screw so many things up. Like Taurasi, like I love Taurasi. Like I thought she was one of the few players I've ever seen, and counting men, that can actually dominate a game taking very few shots.
Yeah, great player.
But then she came out and she said, like, they're not making enough money. It's like I was making less than a janitor. Like, it's not a great thing to say is what I'm getting at, you know? Like,
janitor, she probably means the facilities manager of the arena, which is probably a pretty big job because, you know, you are doing multiple sports there.
What, do they play 40 games?
I'm sure that's what she meant.
I think it's 34, maybe it might be more now.
There's no way that a regular custodian for 34 games made more than her. I don't care what she was making. That's just a stupid comment.
Well, the max at the time was like 80,000, 85,000.
Yeah, that is pretty sick. But here's the other thing. Like, no one's making you play.
Agree.
No one's 44. Making you play.
It's 44. 44 yeah. It used to be like 34, I think. So they've been tacking them on.
Once games or total games?
Total. Once viewership went over 1,000, they added 10 games.
Hold on. Yeah. So the custodian's only working 22 games?
So in the last
games?
6 months, it's gone up. They added 10?
34 before Clark came up.
The custodian's only working 22 games. I mean, come on.
Well, I would imagine.
That's just that's
I
not
would,
true.
I would imagine the custodian probably has several other events to attend.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear that comparison. That's a silly comparison.
That's what I was saying. That was my point.
I love Taurasi on the court. Off the court, she's an abomination. She should never talk.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
But,
ever.
But Lily, there's a discussion for you. How many people affected the game like her? Not taking a lot of shots. Magic Johnson was somebody. Yeah. You can't even say Jordan because Jordan took a million shots. Think about it. That's a discussion for you. You might be like Jason Kidd was maybe somebody. So I'm throwing a woman in there.
Yeah. Nash? I don't know.
It's unprecedented.
Maybe he chucked it around a lot.
Huh?
It's unprecedented.
Yeah.
Rodman. That's a great one. Studio engineer.
Yeah. I don't know if he dominated the game. Yeah.
He just said it's dominated the entire
game. John Stockton. Well, he didn't dominate a game. You're right. Karl Malone dominated the game for the most part.
Getting sidetracked, when you said Stockton, I heard Patino pipe off this week that, like, we'll never see another one and that the point guard position's done. They want every player out there being able to handle it and shoot it, and the days are over.
What do you think?
Angry
I kind
Jay,
of agree with
as a
that.
College coach, what do you think?
I think it sucks. I didn't catch the comment, but he doesn't shoot it. They want everybody to shoot it because John Stockton could shoot it. He just was a pass first guy.
He said the days of the point guard are over, and we'll never see another John Stockton.
That's all.
I don't disagree with that. Like the way they play now, like it's hard to watch. Some of it's hard to watch. Like it really is. Like the men. I mean, if you pass it two or three times, like that's a long possession. You know, there's not a lot of movement. Like people say all the time, like UConn is great at using a lot of the European stuff, a lot of movement away from the ball. They're fun. They're fun to watch because the guys are constantly moving. You watch the NBA; it's dribble, 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 pass. He dribbles, dribbles, and then he shoots it. If there's two or three passes, that's like a.
It's fast. The first quarter is run down,
3-point shot.
Or 3-point, or like, yeah.
That's it. And it's exhausting for these guys.
As far as Stockton, like, if you're a player on his team, like, how would you not love to play with something like that? He's looking to get you a basket, and all the other guys are trying to get a basket first nowadays, you know? SGA is supposed to be like the best point guard now, or one of them. I don't even count him as a point. Like, to me, he's not even a point guard. People say the same thing about Steph. They say he's the best point guard of all time. To me, he's not even a point guard. Anybody that has to run off that many screens to shoot, he's the best thing he does is shoot, right? He's probably the best shooter of all time, but he's a point guard.
Just because he's got great handles, I think, is their thing.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, Stockton to me is. Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, we'll probably never see it again. Like, there's going to have to be a dramatic change in how teams play.
The closest one recently was Chris Paul, I think.
Yeah.
It's a pass-first point
guard. Actually, Tino said in that soundbite, Chris Paul will be the last one.
Yeah, he's in his 40s, so. Cool. Yeah. I gotta look that up.
Think it could ever circle back, or?
Yeah, that's the way they teach it. It's the same thing. Like, you look at it, goes in, I wouldn't say it goes in cycles, but baseball's kind of hard to watch sometimes now, too, the way we saw it, you know? When's the last time you saw a hit and run in baseball? In the major leagues?
I don't see it on Yes Network, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. the Yankees stole a bunch of bases the other day.
Runs.
Yeah.
But that's the best way to dominate a game. All these guys that scored all the, like, 40, 50 of these huge games, they don't need, like, look at Devin Booker scored 70 points and they lost.
Yep.
The best way to dominate a game is probably to do it without having a score.
Yeah, yeah. Who scored a 70 against? Who?
I bet you Kobe could have done it even though he liked to shoot the ball.
Dominated a game?
I mean, without...
Taking a lot of shots.
Of course, he was a gunner.
Like, I'd like to... I'd like,
later on...
As a homer, I would like to say Larry Bird, too, but... He took
a lot.
He did. Yeah, he didn't shoot
a lot. He took 20 shots.
Yeah, but I'm talking now like 10 shots.
So that was a lot in his era. That was a lot.
You're not a homer because he's arguably the greatest player in the history of the NBA. But I mean,
skill wise, he's
taking the best shot available in the shot clock.
There's not a lot of, if you think about that. Think about it. Jason Kidd was somebody that came to mind. Like, he didn't shoot a lot, but he could be the best player on the floor. Could be, but he would. Like, you would walk away thinking, wow, that guy was the best player. And you look at the box score, he'd be like 3 for 8. Yeah, 3 for 8, you know? Taurasi was one of the... I mean, there was times where she would just score 30 when they were losing, but...
Interesting. Basketball's a mess.
Could, yeah.
Like, hey, I got one
basketball... All the sports are a mess.
I got one trivia question for basketball, so you know, as it's a segue, we're talking about scoring and Booker scoring his 70 points and whatever. So who has the most 60-point games in NBA history? I can tell you, between one and the next, it's by a mile.
Will.
Yeah, so that one's easy because he had 32.
So who's second?
The next is 6.
Jordan.
Who is it?
Bernard King.
Nope, he wasn't even on the list.
Kobe.
Kobe was on the list.
That would have been my guess.
I don't think he was.
Harden.
Oh, jeez, now he lost it. Some other guy. Kobe was second.
Yeah, I was going to say Kobe.
Right, so that's the third. With Harden. By the way, Kobe had 6. One person had 5.
So Will had 32?
He was already mentioned. Will had 32. Kobe had 6. Wow. The next player had 5. There's not that many. You think there's a lot more. There really isn't. The next player is active.
All of them are
James Harden.
Point shots.
I said Harden 5 times.
Harden has 4.
Lillard.
With 5. Harden has 4, tied with one other player with 4.
We got a random fact about that guy?
No.
Where'd he go to school?
Weber State.
Yeah.
Who else has 4 with Harden?
Jordan. That guy, Mike. Is that counting the playoffs?
60-point games, that's all I said. Last part of that, there is 4 active with 3. I'm sorry, with 2. 4 active players with 2 60-point games. Wow. Booker is one of them. I would not have guessed all of them.
Who would Booker score 70 against?
Celtics.
With an L. Took a big L.
Awesome. They took a picture of him after the game.
They took a picture after the game.
Nope. Got to be able to shoot.
Harden has 2 guys, no?
Harden, I said, Harden has 4 with Jordan.
Oh.
All right. Who's the guy that plays on the Hawks?
Trey Young.
Not him.
Yeah. No.
Good one.
How about Durant?
All of them active. All of them in the Western Conference.
Durant?
Jokic?
Nope.
Nah, he was awesome.
All right, you got to tell us.
Come on. Steph?
I heard
Steph was one.
Obvious. Damn it.
Luka? Klay Thompson?
Luka has two.
In the weight room.
Actually, I apologize. The last one is now in the Eastern Conference, if that helps.
It doesn't.
Cat. That surprised
wow.
me.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That was the biggest surprise. Cat had 260
points. Flamboyancy in the house.
Yeah. All right, Mac. Sorry. It was a segue into basketball, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's segue. Even though we're segueing into baseball. how about Fairfield Little League? You guys paying attention?
Nope.
Pride of Connecticut?
You know?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm watching.
Pretty good.
I watch them now, but yeah, over the weekend. I'm glad they're winning.
They got to be 3-0 for you to check in? Mm-hmm. Jesus.
I don't like the Fairfield kids.
Who's the hot
Silver Spoon. Silver Spoon kids.
Chris Drury?
Is that the last Connecticut team?
Trumbull.
Oh, that was Trumbull.
Yeah, that's Drury, what he said, yeah. Trumbull. Yeah.
That's the last Connecticut team to win it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What year?
Might be the
is
only.
Is that the only? 88? I was going to say, is that?
89?
I think it was 89. Yeah, I think you're right.
Hall of Famer in?
Hockey.
Hockey.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Number?
In hockey?
Any sport.
10.
You always throw it.
Isn't he the general manager now, the Rangers?
He was. I don't know. He might still
was
be.
Was he really? Oh, I didn't know that.
I think he's a Hall of Famer, Jay.
I don't.
Jay, I've been to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Me too. I was with you that night.
I remember. I was holding the Stanley Cup.
I wasn't. Oh, no, you weren't.
I have a picture of it.
Yeah, me too. But you weren't holding it because it was behind a thing. But we got to put our hands on it.
Liar.
They didn't, yeah. Well, I want to see the picture.
I
you
put
hold
a Diet Coke in and drank out of it.
Okay, that's got to be posted on the Instagram page. Yeah. Mac holding the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Angry said that doesn't
exist. I was going to say a Diet Coke might be more impressive.
Not at the hockey ball game. And a Not My King t-shirt.
If you said Bud Light, it would have been believable.
Or Labatt's.
Teacher over here. Come on. You got to edit that out.
He was inducted into the United States Hockey Hall of Fame, not the
Boom.
National.
That's what I was talking about.
Not
nothing. I said U.S. side.
That's like me that's getting inducted into the college.
Into the right.
College Hall of Fame.
Let's get into the real baseball talk here, friends.
He didn't make that one.
Yanks. I mean, we started the podcast with our disdain for Brian Cashman. We're still alive. He still has a job.
He still
Aaron
sucks.
Boone still has a job. But the Yanks are 5 out of the division. Wild card, tied with the Sox and somebody else. Who was that?
Was it Seattle?
Somebody like
yes.
that. I don't know. Anyway, the Yanks finally did something smart. They signed a McMahon. They traded for him. They traded for a McMahon. Yeah, guys that's lighting it up, hitting 250, one home run, walk-off hit. Double down the line when I saw him in his second game.
It's a terrible contract.
We'll shut him
down. It's another McMahon? Terrible job, yeah. He's got 2 more years on his contract. Yeah. He hits 200. Like
he
I
hits
to,
250. So
no, he's hitting 250 with the Yankees, which gets his average up to about 205.
Seattle.
222. Nice try.
Dangerous.
Anyway.
He is a good defender, though.
And what have we had over there? Butchers for the last however many years.
I don't know, but it's a corner infield position. Could we get somebody to get a goddamn hit over there?
Find him.
I don't know. I mean, isn't that the general manager's job? Jesus Christ.
So you guys as Yankees fans didn't like the trade deadline?
No.
When they were looking at reviewing it, they said the Yankees had top 2 trade deadline moves.
Did you see what the relievers did in the first game?
I'm just telling you what they said at the deadline. Cashman's not making the...
Did you see it?
Cashman's not pitching. He just made the deals.
Bednar's not
bad. Did you see it? I love Bednar.
No, I love the first
two games.
I know
the tax man
awesome.
Saw it. He's smirking over there.
They all 3 of them got shelved, like literally
in
shelved.
In the same game.
Yeah.
They gave up like 10 runs.
Yeah.
In the same game. Bednar's pretty good.
They're just getting acclimated.
Williams, terrible. They got rid of the Padres guy. Who was that? Bird or whatever.
Colorado, yeah. He's already in the minor leagues.
I mean, come on.
That was a great pickup.
Anyway, Yanks are back. They just came off a sweep.
Yeah.
First one in like 2 months.
Yeah, beat the Cardinals. We're 30 games under 500.
Doesn't matter. Goldie went home. We swept them.
Yeah.
2-game series
I got a question
coming
for you.
Up tonight.
Yeah.
Hold up. 2-game series coming up tonight.
Yeah. Stanton's playing tonight.
If there's in the
How about
right
that?
Field,
is yeah. It? Yeah.
If there's ever
How about
another
that?
Chance.
Oh, 1-on-5-off.
If there's a chance to sweep two series in a row, it's this one. Because it's only 2 games. It's only 2.
So here's my question. They play Tampa
and then
in the house that Steinbrenner built in Tampa. And then they play the Sox for 4. They get 6 games this week.
Could be over.
What's the record in the 6 games?
Are you asking me my
I'm asking you
or my optimistic Yankee fan?
No, like, honest.
Honest. I go honest and you call me angry.
I think they split it.
They go 3-3?
Yeah.
I'm going 2-4.
How about you?
I'm ever the optimist. 4-2.
Let's go.
You're ever the optimist.
If we get 4-2 out of this. Here's the thing, though. Like, if we drop 3 to the Sox, it's over because, like, just from watching.
Don't make the playoffs.
Watching the attitude and, you know, the excitement of that young roster.
Who, the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing.
I'm so jealous. They're going to go out and get some big pitcher with Crochet next year, and they're going to – I think they're going to win it next year, honestly.
No, that won't happen, but
– Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They do have some really good young players. They actually play hard, which is – you know, what you're supposed to do.
They
but
seem to like
you watch the Yankees, it kind of doesn't happen. But did you notice, I don't know, we're surrounded by fucking Red Sox fans. They start they're paying attention again. Like, oh, yeah, that was their fans, Sox.
Yeah.
Like, there was no mention back in May, like, how bad they were.
I never stopped.
I don't know.
I got Nesting just so I can watch him.
How about this? All you guys chime in. Roman Anthony.
So, best contract ever.
That was my question.
Genius.
You think it was genius too?
8 years.
8 years, 130?
He can't miss, Jeff. Absolutely. He can't miss.
They're paying him $16 million
a year. But like there's incentives. All day long. Like, there's incentives.
Right.
Get over 200.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He can't miss.
All day long.
He can't miss that bad?
So, Jay, that's can't 8 miss. Years, 25 with incentive. With incentives, if he hits
I
them
think
all.
He made a mistake, to be honest with you.
I do
he,
too.
He might have. He might have, if he's that good.
Chaim Bloom, best GM in baseball. I was hammering that guy for 2 years.
Let's talk about his sister. I mean, she's really the all-star of the team.
I mean, hey, since...
Talented.
I'm not
following. By the way, since June 16th...
Talented.
Since okay. June 16th, who has the worst record gross. In Major League Baseball since June 16th?
Yankees.
San Francisco Giants, since the Devers trade. Worse than the Rockies.
So you blame it on Devers?
For Devers.
Huh? But you're blaming it on Devers?
Why not?
Yes. He's a cancer.
Devers jinx.
That, and they traded Yastrzemski to the Royals.
Ooh.
Yes,
his grandson.
Yastrzemski?
Yeah.
Big Mike?
Big Mike went to the Royals.
Have you seen what Justin Verlander's been doing?
He's kind of
awful. Kind of awful.
Well, sure, yeah, he's going this way. Scherzer's kind of really made a couple good starts lately. So,
but Justin Verlander is a...
Yeah, but as long as his wife goes to the games.
He's a, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer. But, like, his stats...
So is she.
He's... Roger, she's a little overrated. A little overrated.
Sports Illustrated Hall of Fame.
What's her name?
Kate Upton.
That's what I thought it was.
Upton here.
I have no idea what she looks like, by the way.
Do you live in this world? Like, what? Really?
I have no clue.
She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated quite a few years.
Let me pull up my other screensaver. I'll show you.
More than LeBron, for Christ's sake.
Sue's not listening.
Listen, he is 1-9 this year, Justin Verlander.
What does she do?
She's a model.
What does she do?
I figured.
She works at the post office. Justin Verlander is 1-9 this year with a 4.23 ERA. All I was going to tell you is, career-wise, he was 262 coming in with 157 wins. First ballot Hall of Famer. 1-9. Is that it for him?
Scratch and sniff.
It's really time for him to shut it down.
That's what I'm saying. Is this it?
He's just piling on losses.
It should be, right? I mean, isn't he making like...
He makes,
$40 million this year or something like that?
Something ridiculous. The only guy who steals more money than him this year is Stan.
How many more years of Stan?
Two more. There's Yankee fans that swear by him just because he hits home runs in the postseason, which is pretty awesome. And I wouldn't even cut on that much
see
if
that
he played.
One hit the other night?
Listen, he...
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I think they should extend him.
Listen to this. He played right field 2 days in a row, and they... Cal Ripken was like sweating bullets. Like, he thought his consecutive game streak was fucked. He needed 3 days off to recover from playing baseball 2 days in a row. You see what he wears now, by the way? He's got like Nike running shoes on. He's got like literally the old man like wear. Awful.
Could be New Balance.
When he centers they, on they, a barrel, they might. Goes a long way.
Oh yeah,
fast.
He could be in the new Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. Lou is rolling over in his grave. He's like, whew.
Guys,
streak is over.
Let's get back to what we were talking about.
Enjoying this.
How about Kershaw and Scherzer the other night? That was kind of a cool thing. You guys see that?
Kershaw looks so good lately.
That's what I'm right about that, right? It was like an old school.
Kershaw
looks great, man. His curve is.
I love Scherzer.
Popping.
There's two other first ballot Hall of Famers
for sure.
Is there another pitcher in baseball besides those three that are first ballot Hall of Famers right now?
Active?
Well, I said, yeah, baseball. Like, no, the past guys. Come on.
Well, Sabathia just made it.
Active. Let's go.
No, but people keep telling me Jacob deGrom is making it, and he's not even close.
Come on.
Not even close.
Earlier, no way. 2 years back.
He doesn't even have 100 wins.
No way. He doesn't?
No. But his ERA is pretty good.
It'd have to be a sick closer.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a reliever out there or someone who's piling on some stats, maybe.
An active.
I mean, Weave, maybe, going forward, but we'll see.
Speaking of asinine comments, John Heyman, did you see his comment the other day? Luke Weaver was one of the best free agent signings ever by the Yankees.
You talking about the attorney from Connecticut?
Ever. I actually tweeted to him, John, have you followed the Yankees at all? When you've been writing about them for the last 40 years? He didn't respond. There's a guy named Reggie Jackson who hasn't been, was pretty good. Luke Weaver, one of the best. Catfish Hunter. Alex Rodriguez. Well, we traded for him.
Dave Winfield.
No, that's not a bad free agent signing. Luke Weaver, ahead of all of them. John Heyman. He's got a Hall of Fame ballot. Jacob deGrom might make it, is what I'm getting at. If John Heyman's voting.
There's one person that didn't vote for Ichiro. Maybe it was him.
Yeah, it might have been.
Isn't that crazy? One person didn't vote for Ichiro.
You know what's crazy, though? We've talked about this before. He stole the Jeter line. Great. Jeter said the same thing, because Jeter didn't get a 100%. But you think about all the guys that have made the Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera is the only guy. Who went in the right mind and said, look at Hank Aaron. I don't know if he was good enough.
Mike Schmidt.
What the fuck? I'm
not sure about him.
I don't know, Hank. We're going to need another year or two out of you. What the fuck? seriously.
You're Willie? Just compiling stats.
Willie,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jesus.
He didn't play stickball enough in the street with the kids.
Yeah, Ted Williams missed too many years serving our country, so.
Think about that.
Well, I don't know about Teddy either, by the way.
Mean guy.
I mean, he became a bomb pop. If you become a popsicle, you can't be first ballot.
What was his kid's name? You don't remember?
Ted Jr.?
I remember at the game, the All-Star game, right?
Yeah.
Because they were in a golf cart.
He actually played for the Red Sox in the minor leagues. Didn't they sign him for a year? Yeah, and they realized he was ass. Like
what
he couldn't
stunk.
Play for the Plowboys.
He never even played Little League. And
yeah.
All right, people. I hate to move off baseball, but real quick, Jay, Yanks in the playoffs. Will they make it?
Yeah.
Will they advance?
I mean, if they play Cleveland again or...
Who pitches game one?
Minnesota. Fried has to pitch it.
He's been terrible.
Yeah, he has been, but nobody else has been good, so.
Rodon.
Like I said, nobody else has been good.
Will Warren?
Will Warren's actually done a nice job.
Love
him. Yeah, I mean, the Yankee development system, they made a big deal about him getting to pitch to the leadoff hitter for the third time the other day.
Bobby, who you got going?
They're extended.
Who pitches game one for you?
Rodon.
Are we trying to win it?
Yeah. I love Fried, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Will the Sox make it?
Yes.
You guys.
Ooh, yeah.
I think so.
We know who's pitching game one.
They're trending up.
Who pitches game two?
I don't know if...
Walker Buehler.
He's going tonight. All of it depends on how the regular season finishes.
I agree with you.
The guys might have to pitch.
Yeah, next four games, Sox and the Yanks could tell a lot going forward.
I might go to all four. I'm 5-0 this year at the Yanks.
Are you really?
I'm with the five games. Yeah. First time I've done that, probably since me and Angry Jay and the boys used to go back-to-back nights.
Five games.
5-0.
Well, that's even more impressive. What are the odds of that?
Well, we're a winning team if you look at that.
Yeah, we're now 7 games.
Also,
time out, Ziggin and
Mike
Zagan.
King. Jay, Mike King against us? Mike King versus Schmitty. We got the win?
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about that?
Come
Mike
on.
King's on the injured list again. How about Chris Sale? Is he a guy who makes it?
Hall of Fame? How many wins?
I don't know.
Buck 50?
Probably.
Anybody? Anybody care?
I don't think so. It's disturbing.
I gotta say, I think he does.
I don't know, but
no. I mean, was he dominant?
2 years?
Yes.
3 years?
Oh, more than that, but
four. He's a very nice pitcher, but he's not a Hall of Fame pitcher.
No way.
But people are talking about Jacob DeGrom being a stud.
I got to throw out there to you who I think is the best longevity pitcher besides the Kershaw, Verlander, Scherzer guys.
Jamie Moyer?
No, like active.
Oh.
He's a two Tommy John guy. Anybody know where I'm going?
No.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Well, he's been really good. Yeah.
And
we had him 8 years ago.
Giving up.
We had him 2 years
giving
ago.
Giving up on the Sox and the Yankees. I just don't understand it. They always said he had the no-hit stuff every time he went out. And he's still doing it.
Yeah, having a good year.
A two Tommy John guy. I mean, come on. Hang on. Anyway, enough baseball. Except we are going to move on to a segment for Angry Jay brought to you by the IRS.
By who?
The IRS.
Sponsored Chris Sale has 143 wins. He's not making it.
Sponsored by the right? tax man.
How you guys many? Get that? Chris Sale has 143 wins.
I said 150.
How about this? Here's a quick trivia question. Verlander has 263. And Kershaw, 219. Scherzer, 219.
Wow.
There's two guys.
219 for Kershaw?
I thought he had more.
Wow, yeah.
That's hard.
He won several Cy Youngs, though.
Cole?
Cole is fourth with 153 wins. Chris Sale is sixth with 143. Can you name who is in fifth?
How many wins?
146. He has three more than Chris
Active,
Sale.
Right? Now.
Active, yes. I'll even give you a big hint.
Go.
He's from Connecticut.
Well, Charlie Nagy's on active.
But you're...
Pavano's not active anymore, right?
No, but you're onto something with the first name.
Oh, Charlie Morton.
Yes.
Oh, Charlie Morton.
Charles Morton.
Would never have gotten that.
Tax man with a beauty.
He's got that many wins?
No, been pitching for quite a while.
I could have been here for a week. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I would have gotten.
I will be here for a week, actually.
All right, here we go.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Here we go. The Angry Jay.
Sponsored by the IRS. Go.
Sponsored by the IRS. Today's segment is 1990 Sluggers.
And you Studio have to, engineer, tune in.
You have to
unplug.
Choose. This is the...
Mark the water.
Great. He's in it, but this...
Well, Bonds wins it, but let's go through
this
that.
Is... Right. No. Yeah. Here's the question. Bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases loaded. Your team is up by three. Okay. Who do you not want to see in a batter's box? Again, this segment brought to you by the IRS.
Bonds has been a walk in this
predicament.
Go.
We will start off with the number 8 seed, Sammy Sosa, and Edgar Martinez, the number 9 seed. Taxman, we're going.
I would not want to see Martinez.
Again, I just for our loyal listeners.
Because he's not going to strike out. He's going to
two outs, bases loaded, you're down by three.
He's going to put the bat on the ball. Keep the inning going.
How many outs?
We got two.
Two. I agree.
Going Edgar, two of them, huh?
I have no idea. You got to pick one. You don't have a choice.
Edgar, we can skip him because we have five. We have five guys.
Yeah, make it deep. I can go for five guys.
So you'd rather see Martinez?
I don't want to see Sosa in the box. They say baseball.
I don't want to see Martinez.
You don't want to see Martinez. All right. I would have took Sosa, too. I would have took Sosa, but Edgar...
He's a chameleon. He's been black, tan, and white.
If I needed a home run, Edgar, I can't say Sosa, but...
Again, two outs.
Yeah,
you did. He's
all right, moving on.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Edgar. Edgar moves on. How about the 9 seed? All right, we're going to jump over to the other side.
Scare me.
We got the 7 and Ted seed. Going with you, Don Father. We have Mark McGwire and Juan Gonzalez. Mark McGwire coming in the 7 seed. These two guys might have invented steroids. Sammy's a little jealous. The amount of steroids has been taken in this batter's box.
I would not want to see McGwire.
Gonzalez.
Juan Gonzalez just got another hit against the Yankees. That's how much kind of times we got him out.
McGwire. I'll go with Gonzalez.
Tiebreaker.
Angry.
I would go Gonzalez too, believe it or not, just because he murdered the Yankees.
Juan gone.
Oh my God, I didn't think that would happen. Juan Gonzalez is in the Elite Eight. All right, going back to the other side. Number one seed, Barry Bonds. Mo Vaughn, the 16 seed.
Barry.
Barry Bonds.
I can't even say it without laughing. Bonds.
Barry.
Sweet. All right.
Yeah, you don't need my answer. All right.
Barry's going on. We're going to write Bobby Bonds down just for his dad. Another great player. All right, we're going 215 and back on the other side. Donfeller, Frank Thomas, and the crime dog, Fred McGriff.
I would not want to see Frank Thomas.
One of my favorite guys. You know it, too. Who is the pitcher, righty or lefty?
The pitcher could be whatever you want.
Pitcher goes both ways.
I got to go Frank. I hate to do this. That's my guy, crime dog, too.
Crime dog.
I'm switching it. Crime dog.
You going crime dog, too?
Make it a three-peat.
Let's go.
Holy cow.
Come on.
I would have went Frank Thomas, but...
Against a righty?
Yeah. Frank Thomas against anybody. First ballot.
Good job, guys. Plus, he's got eugenics.
That's right. First ballot. Guy just won back-to-back MVPs. We just eliminated in the round 16. Frank is...
Phew. Crime dog?
Yeah. So here we go.
493?
Yeah, the other guy had 521, but...
He was on steroids.
No, he wasn't.
Eugenics is not steroids.
All right, here we go. Jeff Bagwell, Connecticut's own. What high school?
Xavier.
Oh, here he goes. He's flexing over here.
Andres Galarraga.
I would not want to see Bagwell.
Bagwell.
You guys are all losers. This Galarraga should have won this. But
the big cat played in Colorado. Inflated numbers.
Yeah, you might want to look at his career stats. He's a guy we should take a look at with Hall of Fame.
Let's look at it.
All right. Bagwell moves on. Bagpipes. Back to the other side. Larry Walker, Jim Tomei.
I would not want to see Larry Walker.
Both Hall of Famers already.
Tomei, easily. No batting gloves.
Tomei.
I'll go Larry Walker.
Oof. I'm not sure. I'll go Tomei because he murdered the Yankees, too.
Ooh. He's love so big. Yankee bias again. Yankee bias again.
At Jacobs Field, the guy was just awesome.
Man, Larry Walker's good with the White Sox, too. All right, back to the other side.
Big.
Albert Bell, Mike Piazza.
Albert Bell for a lot of reasons.
Bell. Joey Bell.
Piazza.
I'm going Bell, too. Well, I thought it would be a little closer than that one, too. You guys are surprising me today.
Put a catcher in there?
Here we go. Last of the first round. Ken Griffey Jr., Matt Williams.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Don't dismiss Matt Williams like it's not a good answer.
I just did.
Trivia question.
Bobby, you're up.
It's better
let's pay attention. Ken what? Griffey Jr., Matt Williams. Comes in handy when you're in the batter's box. That guy that could tote the leather.
The kid.
Griff.
All right.
Yeah, we wanted
who would you take it, Jay? Honestly,
Griffey.
Okay.
All right. Back to the Elite Eight. Here we go. Edgar and Barry Bonds to get to the Final Four.
Barry. Next.
I'm actually taking Edgar Martinez, but again, it's the bottom of the ninth. How clutch was Barry Bonds?
You could always walk on the pitch of JT Snow, but
it was actually
or Matt Williams.
No, you wouldn't have never done that. All right, Bonds is moving on.
Jeffrey Kent?
Who was that? Was the catcher that Showalter walked. He was the next hitter. Brett Maine was the guy. That's who it was. Jeff Bagwell, Joey Bell. Here we go.
Say Joey Bell?
Mm-hmm.
Bell.
Al.
Bags.
I'll say Bags.
Ooh.
This is fucking bullshit.
Who you got?
Oh, it's Bell, dude. He's a monster.
I wanted to leave it up to you.
You just went with Bags. You were the number three that went with Bags.
The guy got hit. Bags. Didn't it's go to Bell. First. It was tied. You were the tiebreaker.
No, you went Bags, right?
I said Bell.
No, he said Bell.
Oh, all right.
That's why.
Bell's moving on. I thought you were a homer going with. No, I thought you were going a homer. I immediately counted you.
I tried to be
that's
indifferent.
Why I purposely made it 2-2.
I wasn't voting like a fan, angry. I was voting like an analyst.
My bad, Texman. Joey. I heard. Albert Joey Bell on a podcast. Do you know he's actually like smart?
Doesn't surprise
that
me.
That does surprise me.
We finished literally like fourth in a high school class of like 2000.
Let's go.
LSU graduating accounting degree. I bet
Fernando Vini was third, and that's why he took it out on him.
Okay, we got.
Oh, absolutely.
We got Juan Gonzalez and Fred McGriff. Somehow, Fred McGriff is in the elite.
I'm going to say Juan Gonzalez.
Crime dog.
This guy.
God. Gonzalez.
Oh, come on.
Juan Gonzalez is now in the Final Four.
He break, though. He did.
Youngsters.
Break. How is Palmeiro not in this? Go ahead.
Because I'm making it out. Okay. He's a loser.
Or Big Pop.
90s.
We have another loser here.
We got Jim Tome. Who we eliminating out of these 16 guys we got?
Come on.
Jim Tome.
Mike Piazza, Jr. By the way.
Junior.
The Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
What was it, Tome or Cage Griffey?
Junior.
I think we got a sweep here.
No.
I don't know. Tome was so good, though.
600 home runs.
I'm going to go Tome. I love the kid. I love the kid, but I'm going to go Tome.
I got to go with Griffey.
Armstrong.
Griffey?
Who'd you have?
I'd go Griffey, too. I love Tome. We got Final Four here. We got.
If he was a Yankee, he'd hit 1,000 home runs, honestly.
No. Because Cashman's in charge.
Oh, we'd take
platoon him.
He would play against
fucking Chris Carter. Yeah.
Boone would have him bunting.
Hensley, Mullins. Jeez.
Jim, you got to sit this one out. We got a tough lefty coming. Scott McGregor's on the mound.
Do you remember how Mattingly used to hit Randy Johnson, by the way?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We got Barry Bonds and Albert Bell in the Final Four in Indianapolis.
Great run by Al.
I'll shake it up. I'll go Albert Bell.
Bonds. Come on, man. Bonds. Best player of all time.
He is in discussion, but you guys are missing the point here in this bottom of the ninth, two outs. Like, I don't.
No, you keep reminding us.
So you would have taken Bell?
I would have took Bell, yeah. Like, we're talking 1990s, Albert Bell. Like, I don't know if I'm taking anybody over him.
Besides Barry Bonds?
Are you going to argue against Barry Bonds, though?
Yeah, yeah. In the bottom of the ninth? Did you take a look at his postseason numbers at any point?
Who's?
Barry Bonds.
We didn't know this was
coming
up. Well,
this is not postseason. It's like,
well, I'm just saying, it's bottom of the ninth. It's basically the same thing. It's like the game's on the line, dude.
Are you telling me with the game on the line, Barry Bonds wasn't a good hitter?
No, but I'm telling you, if I had to choose between him and Albert Bell, I'm taking Albert Bell.
Have you looked at Bell's, like, late game statistics, too? Or?
No, I just watched
him. You just love the fact he's a psychopath. Just put it out there. He's a psychopath, and you love that.
Yeah.
You love Scherzer for puking and having the stuff in his eyes. You love Bell for beating people up and getting hit by pitching.
Who did he beat up
first? Fernando Vini. He threw him into left field.
He knocked him into left field. Do you know the backstory behind that?
I'm guessing that he got in his way.
No. So it happened two innings before, and the same exact thing happened. There was a slow ground ball between first and second, and he didn't do it.
Bring it back, gentlemen. Bring it back.
He didn't do it, and he went back to the dugout, and all his teammates were busting his stones for not breaking up a double play. And literally, the hitter was Eddie Murray. He hit a dribbler again two innings later, and he murdered the guy. It was legal. He got suspended for it, but it was legal at the time.
Angry Jay.
All right, here we go. Juan Gonzalez, Ken Griffey Jr. We're going Griffey. Do we have to do this? You guys are all going to pick Griffey?
Yeah, Griff.
All right.
Make it official. Might
so
well around the horn.
We're down to the last two. National championship for bottom of the ninth. Clutch hitters. You guys want Barry Bonds with his 148 career batting average with the bases loaded, or Ken Griffey Jr.?
Barry Bonds.
I knew that was coming.
Barry Bonds.
We're going Bonds.
Bonds.
Yeah, Bonds too.
Junior.
Attaboy. I'm taking Albert Bell. And that'll wrap it up. Since I'm the chairperson, Albert Bell is the guy that nobody wants to face in the bottom of the ninth.
So are you saying Bell had better postseason stats than Bonds?
I have no idea. Albert Bell wasn't in the postseason very much. All I know is Bonds was really bad until they played the Angels. But he won 7 MVP, so he had to be pretty good.
David Henderson was really good against the Angels.
Angry Jay. That was good. Would have liked to seen Palmeiro in there.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? You got a catcher in there.
The guy that made the Hall of Fame, you want me to take out?
He's a catcher.
Taxman said no Red Sox guy either.
What was your parameters, Angry? Like time frame, years? Or was it just...
No, 1990 to 1999.
Okay, what more do you want? You can't take criticism now?
No, you said, who am I taking on? I asked you.
I said Piazza.
I'm like, well, you're taking on a guy who's Hall of Famer, was an all-time
catcher. So for a catcher...
What does a catcher have to do with anything?
For a catcher, he was a good hitter.
He wasn't a good major league hitter?
He was, for a catcher.
No, it's not the question. Positionless.
Is he a better hitter than Rafael Palmeiro?
No.
Okay, then that's all I was saying.
You're saying he was a catcher. I mean, you can't put
that's
a catcher,
why he made
hit.
That. Palmeiro's a better hitter. You just said it. I just said I would have liked to seen Palmeiro in there. Hard to eliminate.
I would have taken Will Clark over any of them in the postseason. But
pretty swing, but not. He's not the guy.
Postseason
those guys. Angry Jay. Galarraga. 2,333 hits. Almost at a 2,500 plateau.
Missed a year with cancer, too.
Over 1,000 runs. One home run away from 400. 128 stolen bases. That shocks me.
Batting title.
288 career average for a first baseman, slugger, right-hander. Yeah, I think he's got a case.
Won a batting title or two.
Probably in Colorado.
By the way, Albert Bell, 230 postseason. Barry Bonds, 245. Will Clark, 333 postseason. The natural.
Shifting gears. Angry Jay, good job again. I just, again, would have liked a better hitter than Piazza in there. Yep, I get. Okay. All right, all this baseball talk is boring. Let's talk fantasy football. It's almost time. It's the Don Father. The Don Father has been listening to podcasts, tuning in to Sirius Radio, multiple subscriptions to draft kits. And
call then to the Sirius Radio.
A caller. Don Father? Where are we going with this? Oh, this episode is sponsored by the Taxman and Capital Securities, Joe Mariello, a life
well planned.
So as we're analyzing fantasy, Mac, and this is my favorite time of the year, it's like Christmas for me, we have to look at strength of schedule. Now, based on last year, who would you guess has the toughest schedule in the NFL this year?
One team?
Steelers.
Who said New York Giants? You're a Giants fan? Yeah. Giants have the toughest schedule in the NFL this year. Go figure that one out.
You know why?
Well, their division makes it tough.
Who cares?
So why don't the Eagles or the Commanders or
Eagles.
The Cowboys
the
have
Eagles
harder
play
schedule?
The Giants, but the Giants play the Eagles.
Easiest schedule.
Yeah.
Who has the easiest schedule?
Eagles. No, Eagles play 11 postseason teams. First team ever.
Chiefs.
Bills.
Come on, man.
Niners.
Okay.
Niners.
That has to factor into drafting fantasy, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
It's got to be a factor. Absolutely. Not for every position.
I'm taking McCaffrey.
You know why the Giants, the problem is the way they do the divisions, they move it. So they're playing the AFC West this year, and they got like the Chargers and the Broncos.
Well, they have three playoff teams like that were in the playoffs last year.
Don Father, before you start, do you play fantasy crack?
Of course.
Bedell?
Yeah, he's still
I'm in the league that you left.
What's that mean?
That's not much of a league.
Have you seen that?
Bedell?
That's the first live draft I went to where everyone was on their computers. But anyway.
Did you show up?
The first year I did. And they said, go to this bar with your laptop and then don't talk to anybody.
I wonder if it's...
All right, it's not a live draft.
I wonder if it's focused. Like through the third base.
Terrible. One of the worst leagues I've ever seen.
Do it twice or something.
Anyway. McCaffrey going in the first round in every draft.
It's insane.
Has to.
Okay.
If you asked me that 2 months ago, I would say
is GP
no
going
chance.
In the first round in every draft.
Who?
The running back. Is that Genty? How do you say it?
Genty? Ashton Genty.
Yeah, he's going to wait first round.
Yeah, or at least second, yeah.
I'm not taking
will
over.
One or two draft, quarterbacks.
12 team draft?
He's around the 9th, 10th pick, I think, Genty.
Will 12. Either one of the top two quarterbacks go in the first round in most drafts?
No. They shouldn't.
How about a touchdown only?
Yes, Josh Allen should.
How about Hurts with 14 rushing touchdowns?
No, nobody does touchdown only drafts.
There's only one horrible league ever been in that does that. By the way, Jalen Hurts over under 12 and a half rushing touchdowns this year.
But did they ban the
No, one more year. Nope. One more year. That's what it is this year. I saw
one more.
By the way, I saw what I thought was one of the coolest stats I've ever seen for football, not fantasy, just football. I heard it on the radio, and you might have heard it. If you did, too bad. Cover your ears. Tom Brady never took a snap in the NFL when he was mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. His entire career never took one snap.
Kind of like Derek Jeter not playing in any games.
Jesus.
They said that's the most incredible stat that Brady has, is that never took a snap. Even doesn't matter if it was in the Bucs or the Patriots, never took a snap when he was eliminated from the playoffs. That's pretty freaking amazing. I mean, I didn't like that guy.
Definition of winner, but now he's awesome. Crying about the Raiders or something like that.
Where did he sit down and play hurt when he couldn't play?
Cool. How about that?
Hey, let's not throw shade on TV12, man. Let's not throw. When did you get here, Kevin? What's going on?
Studio engineer.
His eyes will open up.
Couldn't get his son here tonight.
So we were going to start talking about, you know, who do I want to leave? When you go into a draft, you can't go into a draft saying, I cannot leave without this guy, because then you're going to overpay for that guy. You're going to
Jamar Chase.
Draft him a little earlier. Yeah, unless you have the first pick in the draft, you're not getting Jamar Chase. And pretty much 100% of drafts you're in, almost any format, unless it's a non-PPR, Jamar Chase is going number one. I just kind of want to...
You think so?
If it's a PPR, it's Jamar Chase.
If it's a 100%. If it's a half PPR.
I mean, he won the Triple Crown last year.
So there's always regression, though, those guys that do stuff like that. Like, if you look at Cooper Kupp, huge drop-off.
Yeah, that's because he got hurt.
Jefferson.
You going to pass on him, Jay?
So that's my question. You might have to, because... All right, so if you're picking first in a 12th... You're not picking again until 24, 25. You take... Jamar Chase, which is fine. Like, he's awesome.
Jay's saying you got to take a running back when in a 12-team league if you had the first pick.
By the time you get back to 24-25, what are your options at? You better
Bucky
go
Irving.
You better. Does he even make it there?
Depends who you're drafting.
Yeah, of course. Kyren, Bucky, Chuba, those guys are all right there.
Yeah, okay. So you're it's a no-brainer for you, Jamar Chase. Nobody else with consideration.
I take him in every league.
I'm telling you is, like, if you get somebody like Bijan Robinson, Barkley, something like that, like, you're going to tell me there aren't good wide receivers coming back too.
But that next tier of wide receivers is a little weird.
I'm going to disagree right away.
There's a ton of them. I'll give you that. There's a ton of them.
We were talking about before, like, CeeDee Lamb is like. He'll put up phenomenal numbers.
CeeDee Lamb's going in the first round in every PPR draft.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but he ain't coming back. So, what's your point?
My point is, you
want Drake? You want Jamar Gibbs and Drake London, or Bijan and Saquon and Drake London, or something like that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
By the way, I take Drake London in every league I was in this year. I would take him in a second.
I'd rather have Jamar and Brian.
You
Robinson,
just proved my point.
Honestly, like, what?
No, he's saying he'd take him in every league.
He
wouldn't take him over Chase.
I know, but
you could get Drake London
and Drake London, or Jamar and Brian Robinson.
Saquon and Drake London. Every time.
Thank you.
Okay, well, how about...
Yeah, but in what slot are you getting that, though?
If you have the third pick.
I might make it back there anyway, but...
Drake London might not.
I'm saying if you have the first pick.
I can see that, John.
By the first pick, I'm taking Jamar Chase. In every league, I'm not, unless it's non-PPR, I'm taking Jamar Chase. PPR, I'm taking, or non-PPR, I'm taking Saquon or Bijan.
Miles Sanders?
I still think as much as you want a running back, it's a passing league. I don't think he can pass up on that wide receiver.
But I think Jay's thing is, because it's a passing league, those top tier running backs are fewer.
Right, exactly, and you can find that.
He's saying that top tier of running backs to second tier running backs is greater. The chasm is greater than top tier receivers to second tier receivers.
Correct. And also,
can you spell it?
I didn't use like big words like that, but all I'm saying is, if you look at the guys, like, he had like a career year last year, the old career year. He had the triple crown of catches, receiving. If you look at all the guys that were, they're the best fantasy football player, the next year they're always hurt.
Jay, by that rationale, Saquon had a career year last year. You wouldn't take him number one either? I mean, they're probably one and two.
All right. So we were talking about this before we clicked record. I'm picking third in that half point PPR.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say
Gibbs.
Robinson goes one, or Chase. Robinson goes too. I have the third pick.
Gibbs.
No Barkley? Barkley had a better year than him last year.
He's going to go down, according to what you said. So 21 rushing touchdowns.
See, half a point PPR?
Who had 21 rushing? Didn't Gibbs have 21?
No.
What do you have?
What?
Rushing touchdowns.
Didn't have 21.
Just looking at projection, like it. First of all, Barkley had way more fantasy points last year than Gibbs.
I would have had like 18, right? But yeah, not a way more.
He ran 2,000 yards. I mean, and he had double figures touchdowns. So I'm saying he's not going to do the same thing again this year. He just can't. Who, right?
Gibbs or Saquon?
Yeah, he's not going to run for 2,000 yards again, 12 touchdowns, is he?
I think they're going to throw more this year, personally. But
there will be a drop off. My whole point is, like, there is a drop-off of the top guys from year to year. You never see Jamar Chase put up the same number. Guys, like, do exactly that. Cooper Kupp, we mentioned. He got hurt. That's part of the deal, you know? It's hard to play 17 straight games, you know?
Yeah, but you can't bank on a guy getting hurt unless it's a
Christian McCaffrey.
You know, like, you can't bank on that. I mean,
21 touchdowns.
Oh, he was right.
16 rushing, 5 receiving. Just saying. Yeah.
I think he ended up as number three. He was number three, or was he three running back last year or two?
Who?
Gibbs.
Probably less than that.
Saquon was one, right? Total.
With the fantasy points, he was, I'm not sure. He's projected, Barkley's projected to get a little more than him this year going in.
Like when I was looking at like quarterbacks I wanted to, you know, I would take in a draft and quarterbacks I would avoid. I'm not talking Josh Allen or Lamar because everybody wants them. I would take Josh Allen, Lamar one and two easily. I think this drop off to him and say in Hurts, by the way, too. But whatever. I'm talking about quarterbacks you would draft after like the fifth round because the other ones are easy. I love Dak Prescott this year.
Me too. Got toys.
Their defense stinks. Their best player, who knows if he's even playing or not. He's finally got a number two receiver. I mean, Robert Woods is the best number two he's had. Now he's got Pickens.
And a tight end.
Tight end. Still, it doesn't have a running back. So they're just going
to have a running back. Miles Sanders?
And blue.
Javonte Williams?
They're just going to throw the ball and throw the ball. I think Dak is going to have a great year because, again, and they're in a tough conference where they're going to have to throw to keep up.
Or he gets hurt again.
Philly's going to score. Washington's going to score. God knows what the Giants are going to do. So they're going to throw. And by the way, if you don't like Purdy, I'm not a big Purdy guy for most part, but easy schedule in the NFL. I mean, he's going to throw the ball. McCaffrey's going to catch 8 passes a game until he tears an ACL or a hamstring or whatever. He's still got Kittle, who's easily his number one target. Ricky Pearsall, who on my list, I have him as one of the sleepers I would take. Juwan Jennings' problem with him is he's not playing because he's holding out for a contract. They say it's a cap, but it's a contract. Ayuk is back in week 5. He's starting on PUP, so on PUP, whatever. So there's a lot of... But the easiest schedule in the NFL for Purdy. And he runs a little bit. You know, 20, 30 yards a game makes a big difference in fantasy points. So just thinking for those, you know, casual drafters, I like Purdy. I like Dak. And I like Baker Mayfield. And I've never had him on a fantasy team. But, I mean, he was second in the NFL in yards last year. Passing yards. Baker, yeah. I mean, he was ridiculous. But
he doesn't get you any running, right?
No, he's pretty white. I mean, yeah, he doesn't run a lot.
I mean, if their wide receivers are healthy, they got a pretty nice offense.
But Godwin's out.
Godwin's out for the first 4 minimum. And the other guy they drafted, McMillan, just got hurt.
Just hurt his neck.
He's out for
Aaron Rodgers
8 weeks.
Get picked by anybody?
No, he shouldn't get drafted. I don't think.
I'll pick him.
You're good at this stuff. Where does somebody like Justin Fields go?
Funny, and if you look at my avoid, Justin Fields.
Yeah,
I have 3 people I would avoid: Goff. Because I think losing Ben Johnson as his OC is going to hurt him a lot.
They do run a lot near the goal line, too.
So I think they're going to lose. Montgomery, I think I would back off of Goff. Fields, my comment is he just stinks. He just stinks. He does not throw a good football.
No, I agree with that. But
will he run? Yeah.
He runs for a lot of yards.
He does. For a full year, though? I don't know. They gave him a shot in Pittsburgh last year. Fantasy-wise, I guess he wasn't pathetic. I think he was like 17, 18 points a game, which...
isn't bad.
If you wait for the 10th round and you get him, I'd rather have a Brock Purdy than Justin Fields on my team. That's just me. If I'm drafting, I would take him. And they're drafted similar, to be honest with you.
You done with your avoids?
I did kind of both of them. My avoids, I said Goff and Fields.
Can I throw some names out there?
And Tua, by the
Gino.
Way. I didn't even have him as drafted. He shouldn't even get drafted.
Okay.
I don't think he's a top 24 quarterback.
I don't have this
Kyler Murray, yes. I think he should be drafted.
keeps both teams in the game. So
he has the sixth easiest schedule for quarterbacks.
How about Stafford? Like,
yeah, I'd take him as a backup, but not as a starter.
No interest.
How about Stroud and Penix?
Penix, I wouldn't touch him yet because, again, he's somebody who you would think would run, does not run at all. Didn't even run in college.
Oh, no.
How about Drake May?
Yep. I like him better than the other guys you mentioned than Stroud and Penix.
How about Bake?
I said he was one of the ones I would take.
I stepped out. All right. Oh. Moving on. Next position.
Yeah. And Joe Burrow, by the way, who I think is easily going to throw 40 touchdowns, but.
Well, he's got
he doesn't run at all.
He might not hit double figures in yards rushing.
He's got Jamar, so that's 20.
Well, the Bengals have no defense.
That's hold on. Emergency that's press conference. That's happening here. Emergency press conference.
We got potato chips.
Everybody. Lottie Dottie. The one who likes the potty the most has entered the building. We already mentioned his name, saying he was out tonight. But guess who's back? Guess who's back, honestly? Lottie's back.
Yes.
Lottie's back.
Hold on. Let me get my headset. I'm good.
No, no, he doesn't want that. In the humble Lottie, he doesn't even want a headset. Lottie, come on. Let's go.
Let's go. We're waiting on you.
We're going to circle back to a couple things. Lottie, little timeout from football.
About the Browns.
Who is the best slugger in the 90s in baseball?
Ninth inning. Albert Bell.
Oh, no. This is a setup.
Yes, sir, Lottie.
Grab a chair.
All right, get out of here.
Church of home runs.
Wow.
That's great.
Who would you least like to see in the bottom of the ninth?
We had a bracket challenge.
If you were a pitcher, who wouldn't you want to see? In the 90s, though. Ortiz wasn't really
in the 90s.
Lottie's in the house, people.
Jeets. I cannot believe it.
That's awesome.
No, we all took Bonds, and he's pissed about Albert Bell.
Jeets.
That's not a bad call.
they hit the right field?
Down three, right?
Down three, yeah. The question was down three.
Down three, basically.
2 outs, bottom of the ninth.
You're down one, Jeter.
Who would you least like to see in the batter's box was the question.
You go with their first answer. That's funny.
That was perfect.
It really was. You couldn't have said a better answer. Oh, jeez.
Piazza.
Oh, my God. Did you guys talk?
This is a setup.
This is ridiculous.
It's awesome.
Mac told him to take Piazza off the list. He deserved to be on the list.
He didn't even belong on the list.
Palmiero on
Oh, my God. This guy's great.
Lodovico taking a Piazza.
This is terrific.
Paisan taking a Paisan, huh?
The best time Piazza ever put a barrel on one in a big spot, Bernie caught it 10 feet in front of the warning track, and we won it.
You thought it was out off the bat, too.
I never
saw it. I shit myself when it went in the air. I was like, oh, no.
All right, so just to catch you up.
By the way.
We're down 2-1.
Lottie, just to catch you up, we just finished quarterbacks in fantasy, and the Don Father has Bake as one of the guys he would take.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Gunslinger, right? He's gonna three tutties, two picks, and 350 every week.
Mike Evans?
I don't have Flacco on there, though.
Nor should you.
All right, moving on to running backs, Lottie.
Mm-hmm. Am I running backs next? Oh, yeah. I know everybody's talking about him, Chase Brown. I mean, I had him last year in 2 weeks. It's crazy. In the last 9 games, there's no more Zach Moss. They have no defense, so he's going to catch 5 passes a game easily. The last 9 games of the season, he was the 5th-ranked running back with the 2nd-most receptions for a running back over the last 9 games. Why is that going to stop? Zach Moss got hurt. He was the unquestioned starter. He's the unquestioned starter on this team. They're going to be dumping the ball off to Chase and Chase Brown and Jamar Chase.
So this is a sleeper for you.
I mean, he's not a sleeper.
What round are you talking about?
He's early 3rd, late 2nd. I mean, he's not going to be later.
Late 2nd?
Yeah. Jeez, his average draft position is 25 right now. That's his ADP.
You'd rather have him or Drake London?
Drake London, because I think he has a chance to be the number one receiver in fantasy.
Angry?
Whew. Chase Brown.
All right. Chase Brown or Rome Odunze?
Chase Brown.
Chase Brown or Kyren Williams?
Chase Brown.
He loves Kyren Williams, I could tell.
I do, but not a PPR.
Chase Brown.
I would take Kyren Williams because Chase Brown is a little. He gets hurt a lot.
Chase Brown or Puka?
Puka.
Yeah.
Chase Brown or Jalen Waddle?
Chase Brown.
I think Waddle's going nuts this year.
I think you're nuts.
Chase Brown or George Pickens?
Chase Brown.
Not even close.
Pickens even on my draft board.
We got a Dolphin fan here. They are irrelevant without Tua in the lineup. All the position players, like
without Hawk?
With who?
What? Without Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Without Hawk Tua, yeah. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and even Achan to an extent.
That's where I differ. I love Achan. I think he can perform no matter who the quarterback is.
He's just a significant drop off.
I'd say you could hand the ball to him at least, but if he was there anytime.
Yeah. Who's their backup?
The quarterback?
Zach Wilson.
No, you notice they said it looks better than him? Quinn Ewers, they said, way better in the preseason.
There's my point. So, like,
because Zach is owed $6 million, guaranteed, can go up to $10 million. They're going to not make him the third string quarterback at that price.
Mike McDaniels wants to win.
They ain't winning, I can guarantee you
that. Not Tua.
He is.
Where did Geno Smith go?
Pittsburgh.
West Virginia.
He's their backup tight end.
Oh, easy.
Fryermuth is still going to get.
What are we talking about?
He asked where Johnny Smith went.
I'm just talking Dolphins weapons. I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah, and we got rid of him. Sent in the Pittsburgh.
Jalen Ramsey trade.
Yeah.
Because Tua got hurt.
We got Fitzpatrick back.
And the quarterback couldn't throw it very far.
What's the prediction, Badal? Record?
9-8.
every year.
How about the Brownies?
About the best I can give him is 9-8.
Brownies? 5-12.
5-12 for the Brownies.
Eagles?
I'll go 12-5.
G-Men?
5-12.
Curtin?
I hope I go 0-17.
Honestly, I would take the under in that. I'm not even trying to be a...
Under 5, you think?
11-6.
11-6?
For the Pats?
No way.
The Steelers?
No way.
9-8.
Shock and roll, baby. Let's go.
No, how about this? Are you sick of Tomlin?
I thought you were generous at 5. I was going to say 3 for the Browns.
Are you sick of Tomlin or no?
Oh, hell no.
No. Who else are you going to get? Everybody says that. I don't like the never have a losing record thing. I think that's crap. You got to win in the playoffs at some point.
That's my point. He doesn't do it.
Who else do you want? Who do you want?
That's the job of the general manager.
A little smarty pants twerp like McDaniel? Get out of here.
Absolutely not. Doesn't even dress like a coach on the sidelines.
Got khakis on.
Go like, check work.
He dresses like he's going to a Cypress Hill concert in New Haven.
Actually, Jeffy and I wore cargos and our concert t-shirt.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Jeff, how was your night?
I don't remember most of it.
How was your night, Jeff?
Me? I don't remember most of it other than having a couple tacos at the end of the night.
Dorito wrapped tacos?
So I got to contradict Lottie's Browns prediction. All right? And I don't mind the Brownies. You tell me, as a group, win or loss, week one against the Bengals.
Loss.
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 Week two at Baltimore.
Loss.
Loss.
Week three, Green Bay.
Loss. Loss.
Week four, Detroit.
Loss. Loss.
Week five, Minnesota.
Loss. Loss.
Week six, at Pittsburgh.
Loss. Loss.
Week seven, Dolphins.
Win.
I give you half. Week eight, at New England.
Win. Hopefully a win.
Week nine, at the Jets.
Win.
Win. Wow, what a streak they're on.
Then you got Baltimore.
Loss.
Loss.
San Francisco.
Win.
Loss.
Win. Loss.
At Las Vegas.
Win.
Loss.
They got
loss.
Five right there.
What'd you say, five?
Yeah.
Okay, might be right then. Buffalo.
Loss.
That's a brutal schedule. That's a fourth place schedule?
At
Who
the Bears.
Set that up?
Huh?
At the Bears.
Could squeak
at
that one
six.
Out.
No way.
I didn't say loss.
Pittsburgh.
Loss.
They'll split with them.
Cincinnati.
Loss.
So you get five. You said
I got
five.
Seven.
You got
right
seven.
On about five.
I thought it was.
They got seven.
Five's about right.
They're going to win the first place. Game.
I thought three.
They're going to start off 1-0, right?
Plus, being the Bengals.
The Bengals last year just sucked out of the gate.
You guys always win. You shouldn't win, though.
That's one of those picks in the knockout pool. Everyone takes Cincinnati, and the Browns come up winning and knock everyone out, you know?
That's not I lost to the call. Patriots last
like
year,
a 12-9 game or something.
I did it one year. it was like I think it was Miami.
Or like
Miami,
three.
Houston or
six
something.
Three. It's like Houston the was Indians like, against the Reds.
Yeah, Houston was like a 20 fucking point underdog, and they won.
I lost the Bengals Patriots by knockout. Week one. Like, we already went over a lot of the people. Go ahead.
When's Dart going to be the quarterback? What week?
Break up the schedule.
It's not going to be second half.
He's definitely playing.
Probably it's going to be.
I'll say like week 13, 14, something like that.
I think
it'll
be decent.
I think you're out of your mind.
Why?
Listen to their put their schedule up. We just did the Browns.
The issue is going to be they might go 0-6 in the division.
Giants have the hardest schedule in the NFL. Hardest schedule in the NFL, the Giants.
Giants do?
Yep. Okay. Week one, at Washington.
Go mad. L. Fathers.
At Dallas, week two.
Win.
L. Giants. You think the Giants are going to beat the Cowboys at Dallas?
Do you ever watch the Cowboys?
L. They're 0-2.
No, they realize you got to be starting there.
Kansas City.
Bad L.
Where's the game?
Really bad L.
Does it matter? They're playing Kansas City. Chargers.
L.
Mm-hmm. At New Orleans, I'm giving them a win on that
win.
One.
I'll give them a win.
Philly.
Oh, bad L.
At Denver.
Win. L. Bo Nix.
At Philly.
L.
San Francisco.
W.
One and a half, but I say loss as well. At Chicago.
Win.
Loss.
Four.
Green
Why
Bay.
Why is Chicago good now?
It's got the best offensive mind in the league now.
Good. They're not. You're just that bad.
At Detroit.
L.
At New England.
Win. That's five. That's
loss.
That's a Chicago.
Where's five? I'm on three, even if you give them the win.
Go ahead. Go.
At Washington.
He counts by two.
They got to split with them. Six.
No. They got to split with them. Why they got to split with them? They ain't going to split
Why
with them.
Why is Washington good?
Because they made it to the conference championship last year.
Who cares?
And they got Debo. And
he
the best
sucks. We had him, too. We
and
didn't
a
go
top three
conference.
Offensive lineman. Who's we?
In Vermont League. Oh.
Last two games, Minnesota and Dallas.
Sweep. They got eight.
What's the number for them?
Four wins.
Yeah,
what's the Vegas five. Number for them?
Vegas number for them is 5.5.
I don't know. The Don Fowler line is 5, though. I'm going under, too.
Under.
Go over.
And I'll say on...
He's another disappointing winner for me.
Black Monday, there's Monday
beer.
After. Brian Daboll will be looking for another job.
You think so?
Yeah, he's out of there.
I bet you 100 right now.
What?
We'll go 5 is a wash.
All right.
Me and Angry Jay, 100.
Podcast official
you
right
got
now?
Four. Yeah. He's got 6. Or
100 hour wager on Giants over under.
100.
100, sure.
Over. 5 is the number. So if it's on a 5, it's nothing. No blood.
You want a piece too?
Yeah, I see.
Wait, this is Giants.
All right, 200 for me against you guys.
I'm in.
You too?
Under.
We'll never get it.
I'll give it to studio engineers tonight.
So on FanDuel, over 5.5 wins is plus 100.
So it makes sense.
So Bobby's getting the good odds on this one.
He always makes sure.
So I got 1, 2, 3. I'm going
to
give it
who would you take if you had to?
I would say over on the
but
Giants.
They won't give it to you. Just know that.
I think their defense, their front four is pretty good.
Well, I think Abdul Carter is insane. But their one groin injury from weak neighbors from not scoring a point the entire season.
I'll bet you $1 million that they'll score a point.
Well, weak neighbors might play, so.
All right.
Jeffy, let's go with running backs. Let's go.
We're on running backs. But I say the ones I'm going to avoid, James Cook. He was so touchdown dependent last year. I don't know if you've seen Ray Davis.
Wow.
They love Ray Davis. They love Ray. I mean, James Cook is getting drafted number 30. It means he's getting drafted end of the third round.
That's early for me.
That's too early for James Cook.
You take him in the fifth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably.
Yeah.
Him or Chuba Hubbard?
16 touchdowns last year.
Yes, but he didn't catch a lot of passes.
I'm just saying.
I think Ray Davis is going to move up. I think he's getting a lot more third down work.
I think you're crazy.
Him or Chuba?
I think you're crazy. I would take Chuba this year. I would have taken Cook last year. Chuba surprised the heck out of me and a lot of other people, I think.
And him, too. Those are my running backs.
And Joe Mixon, by the way, avoid. I think big red flags on that
is
guy.
Is he coming? What's the deal?
No, Chubb's there, too, though.
Chubb, and they drafted a running back in the fourth round.
What's the deal? Come on. He's
healthy.
You're tight with this. Nah, he's not practicing
What
at
do
all.
You know, Joe Jeffy, Mixon? We don't know.
Practicing. Terry McLaurin
just so you guys
know,
the Don Fathers stayed in the Saints Hotel a couple weeks ago. He's been talking to the players. What do you know?
I know more about Chuba Hubbard because they're in the same division, and
that's another team. That's
and
be
the
horrific.
defensive front the from the Saints was worried about Chuba Hubbard. That's the only person in Carolina they're worried.
He doesn't practice. Ever.
Serious? Oh, Chuba might be a sleeper.
They said Chuba was a lot faster than they thought.
Really?
Stud.
You know, it's like Hornacek. You know, you make him look ugly, and he could score points. You name a guy Chuba, you'd think he's like Chub Rock.
Well, I think you and I drafted him his rookie year. He did nothing. Then last year, he went crazy. So
we might have handcuffed him now.
But yeah, I don't love Mixon again.
Yeah, there's a chance
that the running backs
chance that Mixon could end up on the PUP to start the season.
Thank you.
But they got Chubby though.
It's a foot injury.
Another reason why I don't want to draft him.
Exactly.
Hey, is Chuba asleep? Nick Chuba a sleeper?
No, I think he's sleeping. I don't think he's going to be. I don't know if he's ever going to be healthy again. I mean, they drafted that rookie from USC. If they loved Chubb that much, they wouldn't have drafted him with their fourth.
Charles
draft
White?
How about this?
Chuba, how about the backup for the Falcons?
Woody Marks.
I got a better one. How about where did Chuba Hubbard go to college?
Georgia? No. It's SEC, right?
Nick Chuba?
No.
Chuba small Hubbard. School, I guess.
Desmond Mason.
I was on tip of my tongue.
You serious?
Yeah. You know where Desmond Mason went to school?
The basketball guy?
Yeah. Same school.
Mason,
Oklahoma State?
There we go. There's the winner. Thank you.
He's probably the best running back that's ever went there.
Yeah. Because number 20 for the Lions wasn't very good.
That guy for the Bills wasn't bad either.
And Brian Robinson, by the way, they said today he might get traded.
Yep.
Because he's in an impasse. He wants more money, and they're going to give it to McCorin, not him. So he's probably going to get traded this week, they said.
Cowboys one time. Just
once. Cowboys are loaded up now. You've been talking about, what's his name, all week.
Miles
Sanders.
Might run the wishbone.
1,200 yards rushing 1 year.
What are you going to do with the defense, Bobby? Dallas defense. What are you going to do there?
Got Micah.
You do?
We're going to pay him.
Okay.
What, is he on another team that I don't know about?
Not yet.
Giants.
Even with him, they still
Don Fowler. Running, we're talking about receivers.
Where does Derrick Henry fall?
He's second round.
In every format? What about a touchdown only? And there's only one in the world.
But. Possibly late first round in a touchdown only?
Oh, he's
not in the first six picks?
He's higher than that.
First six picks. But
you wouldn't?
He's a machine.
Not first six. I take him late first round, though.
Jay, where are you picking at?
6 to 10, somewhere in there.
You don't know where you're picking?
Well, where I'm picking? I'm picking fourth in LA. I thought you were asking where I would pick Derrick
Henry.
So
you're looking at Henry at fourth?
Gibbs, Barkley,
no.
Chase.
I'm not taking Chase. In a touchdown only
you
league.
You wouldn't take him at four?
No.
Jeff. Oh, my God.
Wow, that's the worst league I've ever been in my life, so I'm still scarred from that thing.
You wouldn't take him?
I'm not taking him. I'm telling you that right now.
You do always talk about that.
Don Father, could he fall to
eight?
It's
too much thinking for Don Father.
Touchdown only, he could fall to eight, yeah. Whew.
Take him, no doubt. All right, if you're me.
I take him. Him or McCaffrey. Second round.
Him or McCaffrey.
Touchdown only?
Yeah.
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey won't make it to eight.
And him or Josh Allen or Hurts?
Josh Allen or Hurts.
You take the quarterback over him?
I take Burrow and him.
Over
Chase.
I take him
in the first, and then I take Burrow and coming around.
All right.
Mosey did that like 3 years ago.
Listen, at eight. I got Chase or the two quarterbacks.
Well, this segment is turning into
Bobby's draft.
Robert McMahon.
Come on, you're the guy.
Chase.
I want people football out there listening.
Chase.
Okay, go. Wide receiver. Make it quick. We got other stuff.
Take Jamison Williams if you can.
Wow, he's a problem now.
He had 1,000 yards in 12 games
last year.
I had him.
I love him.
So did everybody on the Lions.
He had 1,000 yards with the least amount of targets in the history of the NFL.
What rounds
year.
He go in?
So does that scare you at all?
No, because I think he's going to play more games.
What round is he going?
He's not getting a lot of targets.
Will he make it to the fourth?
He's been his average draft position is 58, so depends how many teams.
But didn't you say avoid golf?
I said golf, not golf. Don't ever avoid golf.
Play as much as you can.
Yeah, he's got to throw to somebody. He's going to still throw. I just don't like
I mean, that St. Brown guy's not bad. He's going to throw to somebody.
He's going to regress.
LaPorta's not bad.
He ain't regressing.
He regressed at me last year. I'm with you.
Who? Amon?
Yeah.
He catches seven passes a game. I mean, he catches.
Who's next?
He regressed on you?
Next guy.
Jesus Christ. Disappeared.
Drake London already said, I think Drake London has an outside
You have
shot
a man crush on him.
To be the top
you
receiver in fantasy
him
with so Nico Collins.
You saw you obviously studied this stuff. Michael Penix, the games he started, the average.
39 targets in three games.
There we go.
We had the NFL in targets in three games.
There you go.
22 catches, 352 yards.
Penix is the starter?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Who's the backup?
Well, it's supposed to be cousins.
It's still quirky right now, isn't it?
Is he there still?
He can't.
If he went home.
He's still on the roster.
He must be miserable.
Making 40 million
Jeffy,
a year.
Next well, receiver.
Cortland Sutton. People keep...
You love him.
You like him?
Couldn't you?
He's the one out there.
I'll tell you why. I had him 4 years ago, and he literally had like 12 receptions after fucking six games. I hate him. I will never draft him.
Last year, he was the 15th in fantasy in points per game, and he's getting drafted now as a 22nd receiver in fantasy.
And
he's
if I draft him,
he'll
catch 10 passes on the year.
Evan Ingram's there. Bo Nix is only getting
Here's another
better.
Guy. Here's another guy to
I
avoid.
Do like Bo Nix, by the way.
Nick Castellanos in baseball. Drafted him 3 years ago. The guy hit like fucking 120. I can hate him. I
You're
hate
angry.
The guy. Physically
You're
hate
angry.
Him.
What about Jefferson with a rookie quarterback, basically?
Doesn't matter. He catches anything from anybody. He can catch 1,000
yards.
So
what do you pick
him?
You pick him third?
Who? Third or fourth.
So if it goes Chase, Bijan Robinson, who are you picking at three?
Barkley.
Probably Barkley.
Ooh, you're going Barkley?
So I can go here or
I would.
So
why?
I can go here or RB at
it's
that
awesome.
Point.
Jefferson's not. That's a PPR, half point PPR, something like that. You just shot me down because I said I might take a running back
half
over Jamar Chase
total yards.
Half a point PPR, I would definitely take Saquon. And half a point, for sure. I would take him at three.
I don't like Jefferson.
You don't want to
the only thing that's scary, I think he's awesome.
You ever have he's good. You ever have a guy you just want to stay away from?
Yeah.
Well, he's my guy.
Why?
Injury and the quarterback situation.
The quarterback thing scares me. I'm not seeing the injury thing. Everybody gets hurt in football.
And also, that other little clown who I think has some problems, he might be suspended a little bit, Addison.
Yeah.
He's bothers three games. Me too. He's out for three games.
See? Oh, speaking about suspension, where does Rashee Rice end up with all this?
He's going to get. They said anywhere. Not the gap is so wide. They're saying 4 to 10 games. It's going to be six. They're going to give him eight.
He's going to appeal. But they don't do it till September 30th.
So he's going to play five. He's going to miss six. And after the bye week, he technically misses 7 weeks.
Is he worth drafting?
Is he worth drafting? Yeah, but not as a maybe as your fourth receiver.
Eighth round.
He's going much higher than that.
He should be there, but yes.
In mock drafts and stuff.
He can't be a top two receiver on your team or you're done. I think as a fourth receiver, for sure I take him. His first four weeks could be like he was last year.
So here's the thing. If you're lucky enough to get a real dumb guy in your league, you draft this guy. After week two, when he has 15 catches and a couple touchdowns, you trade him to that zero for somebody that's half of these. There's always one. There's always one.
Yeah, but it's tough these days with the idiot. There used to be a lot of idiots out there, but now everything's ranked
for
you.
Tells you what to do. Yeah,
yeah, but there's always one moron. There's always one moron that doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not even that. He just looks at it on Sundays like, oh, this guy's pretty good.
Well, do you draft Brandon Ayuk or do you just hope you can grab him right after the draft and throw him on IL? You know, I mean, he's going to miss 5 weeks.
More than that. They're saying, I saw like half the season.
I would avoid, by the way, Xavier Worthy. He's a clown.
He's actually going pretty high, too.
How about the guy north. McMillan?
He's hurt.
The Carolina guy?
No, maybe I got the name.
Jack from Tampa Bay.
No, the guy from the Redskins who is holding
down. No, the Tampa Bay guy.
He's out for 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Hurt his neck.
Yeah. Okay. There's another guy that is really high now for some reason is George Kittle.
Yeah,
people got him going in the third round.
Because
he was high in that thing I watched on Netflix, dude.
There's nobody else to throw to on that team. Ayuk start on reserve. Juwan Jennings might not play the beginning of the year because he wants more money.
Ricky Pearsall.
Screens.
Taking bullets.
Totally.
Literally taking bullets.
He was my sleeper. Ricky Pearsall. But Worthy, I mean, everybody's drafting him. He's getting drafted over Zay Flowers, Rashee Rice, Chris Olave, and Jerry Jeudy.
Didn't they lose somebody?
That's another guy.
Why are you taking Worthy over them?
Didn't they lose
because
somebody?
Of Mahomes?
Who?
Because of Mahomes.
So Worthy would have a little bit more action.
They didn't have anybody last year other than
Donfather. You want to know what? I'll fill you in here.
Fill me in.
He's getting picked one because of Mahomes. Two, we just talked about Rashee Rice, who's not going to be there.
Yeah.
So Worthy shoots
but
up because he's playing with
receivers,
Mahomes,
like Hollywood
and,
Brown,
and the other guy, Juju. The tight end, is in love. So like there's regression coming there too, right? Where do you take him?
Who?
Mr. Swift.
He's like my tight end eight.
Ooh.
So you're taking seven, eight round?
If there's seven tight ends taken and
lower.
Kelsey's there, I got him.
I mean, think about Xavier Worthy last year. You said Rashee Rice didn't play most of last year anyways. He had eight games with three or less catches.
Yeah.
Yeah, opening night, terrible. He went nuts, and people fell in love with him.
But 8 games at 3OS? Come on. That's, you know, he did have, not going to get better next year than he was the last couple of years.
He had a JV touchdown in the Super Bowl, though, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so his playoff stats were actually decent already. He had like 7 kills. Well, yeah, we're losing by 80 in the Super Bowl.
Give me another receiver. We're going to wrap this up.
Against our
to, JVs. Brian Thomas is great, but if he's getting drafted first round, that's too high.
He's a late second rounder.
No. If I can get him in the late second round in a
You're going earlier than that?
Oh, he's going way earlier than that. He's going exactly where he's saying.
Yeah, he's going late first round. He's going with a 9th to 10th ADP is 9 or 10. That's crazy.
How many catches?
Else
How many
you
catches?
Would take him in the late first round?
No, I would take him in the second. You get Travis Hunter now. I mean, Travis Hunter's going to steal passes.
Chase, Jefferson, CD. Who's the next guy?
Amon Ra.
Who's the next guy?
A.J. Brown.
Who's the next guy?
Puka. Puka. No, actually Puka, yeah.
So that's 6 ahead of Brian Thomas Jr.
I would take Drake London ahead of him, personally. No,
of course you would, because you've made it very clear for the last hour and a half. You have a crush on Drake London.
I would take Nico Collins ahead of him.
I would take Nico Collins ahead of him, too, I think.
But they got nobody else to throw to.
Contrario, Alfredo. They got Christian Kirk.
I have the most important. Who's the best kicker in the draft?
Who cares?
I'm in kicker. No kicker weeks.
You see the guy kick the 70-yard field goal? That's pretty awesome.
Kymie Fairbairn.
If he could do that constantly, every time we just kick.
We don't need tight ends, Max. I'm not even going to talk about him because everybody takes the same tight ends all the time. I do. Hey, I do love Colston Loveland though from the Bears.
Why?
There's a reason why. They drafted why Ben Johnson drafted him so early. They have him already running out of the backfield, running plays out of the backfield. They're going to mix it up with him like they did with Laporta.
They almost have too many guys though now.
They lost Keenan Allen, so.
But they have up a little. Roman Duzé and DJ Moore and Swift in the backfield.
Where's Keenan Allen? Another guy. Chargers back with Justin Herbert.
He's right,
let's
back
get
there.
Godfather, let's get the brass tacks. Super Bowl. Who you got?
In fantasy or
no, real life.
Oh, I mean, the Eagles are going to go back. As much as it pains me to say, the Chiefs Eagles are going to go back
against
the Eagles,
the Ravens.
Eagles, Ravens.
So I think the Ravens.
I think the Ravens are team better. Are poised for it.
No, I think the Ravens are a little. They're taking a step back. I think this year.
Why? Their defense is better for sure. They shored up their D.
Cracker going all Pennsylvania Super Bowl.
And they got DeAndre Hopkins, which was the biggest waste of a sign ever. I don't know why people still sign DeAndre Hopkins. He can only run 8 yards at a time.
But yeah, he's.
I think that's the Ravens. I think Lamar last year was just so good. He's not going to get worse. I think. That's just me. I mean,
I'm hoping Detroit versus Buffalo.
I would love that Super Bowl. Anybody but the Chiefs, and I'm okay with it.
I agree with that.
I prefer not the Eagles either. But.
Typical Browns fan. He knows he can't even root for his own team because it's just not possible.
Wait another 10 or 15 years. We'll beat her.
We all just put $100 on the under. So.
How about Johnny Manziel just had like some soundbite?
Who does Lottie want to be the day one starting quarterback?
Shadur.
Do you really?
Why?
He brings some juice. They're going to win 4 or 5 games no matter who the quarterback is. So I'd rather go with him, the young guy.
Gabriel.
And that way you can see if you need to draft one next year when they got 2 first-round picks.
How about the lefty, though?
Gabriel?
Either one of them. I don't want to start the 40-year-old guy. I already know what he could do.
Broadway Joe?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Mac, trivia question. Which rookie had the most fantasy football points ever? His rookie
Chris
year.
Chris Johnson.
Saquon Barkley. You know how many catches he had his freshman year? His rookie year?
It's because the Giants had no line. They couldn't
I do like the Chris you know Johnson guess. Dude, that was sweet.
You know why? Higher? He didn't start right away.
Really?
Saquon Barkley.
Damn it. I thought I had it.
Saquon Barkley. Get a load of this. Saquon Barkley. His rookie year. How many catches?
87.
58.
Nobody's even close.
I was saying 100.
91. 82.
91.
No way. Come on, man.
91.
I would have never guessed. 91. I would have never guessed that.
But the Giants had no offensive line, so they
cut him out in the
double. And who was their quarterback? Was it Jones at that point still?
Yes.
Well,
right?
Kyle, no.
Was it?
By the way, who? Which? No. What quarterback?
Saquon Barkley?
Quarterback had the most points ever their rookie season. Most fantasy points ever for a
Cam
quarterback.
Cam Newton.
Huh?
I'll go Cam Newton.
And he was the third most as a rookie ever, but he has top Jaden
Daniels.
Ever. Okay, Angry's on top of that one. Well,
Jaden Daniels.
Was it Newton or Jaden Daniels?
No, it's Cam Newton.
I thought he said third. All right.
No, Eric Dickerson was second.
Tyler Warren. You like him or no? Too young.
I like him. He's not going to be my team, but I like him.
Anthony Richardson, AR.
He's not even starting.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Daniel Jones is starter.
Got to start.
What about Mike Gesicki?
Who?
You guys are in trouble. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. Last trivia question, Mac. Only quarterback, and I'm sure somebody will know this, but only quarterback in NFL history to pass for 4,000 yards for three different teams.
Ooh.
Kurt Warner.
No.
Brett 4,000.
There was like this center. It wasn't like
Brett Favre.
50 years ago. Nope.
No.
No.
Warren.
No. Well, I'm trying to think.
I was going to guess.
All AFC?
Rich Gannon, but he only played on the Raiders and the Chiefs, I think.
How about Flacco? No.
NFC.
Oh, how many teams has Flacco played on, though?
Too many. Two AFC teams, one NFC. He ended in the NFC.
Need another hint. Everyone is
Bengals. Started with the Bengals.
Carson Palmer.
Nice, yeah.
Carson, who were the three teams?
Yeah, Raiders and the Cardinals.
Oh, I forgot I'm on the Raiders.
Yep, he asked off. He got traded.
All right.
Nicely done.
Friends.
School?
Great
what
job.
School? Oh, Carson Palmer. Layup. That was a layup,
and
right?
Jersey
Liner
number?
And Paul McDonald.
Nine.
I don't know. Great. You guys figured it. When you guys
three.
Nah, I don't know.
Steiner, three.
All right. This last segment coming to you by the way of Capital Securities, Joe Moriello, and Alive.
Well planned.
Good job, Jay. This is the Presidential Cup segment. And I'm going to give you a few names, and this is a hard group. This is where we left off after the first time.
Carson Palmer was three.
And the first one, what?
Carson Palmer was number three.
Twice that.
I knew that. This first one's tricky because he's known by three names. So you can just throw out any three-name athlete you could think of, or you could use one of the three names.
I'm lost.
Talking about like John Quincy Adams?
Yeah, but he didn't play any sports. I don't think he just played like skeet shooting.
Like we'll say like Kareem, we'll say the obvious one, Kareem.
No hyphens, buddy.
Jeez.
Maurice Jones-Drew?
No. Or one of the names. I'm going to tell you who it is. So
okay.
William Henry Harrison. I might say Marvin Harrison or Henry Aaron.
Okay. Or Derrick Henry.
Go. You got 10 seconds. Go. Throw them out there.
Derrick Henry.
Any three-name athletes or Williams or Henrys or Harrisons? Quickly.
Harrison Bader.
Ricky Williams. Nicely done. Also known as the Master.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, that's a good one. Anybody else? Henry Cotto. Number? Anybody?
44.
58.
John Henry.
Nicely done. Anybody else? Quick.
Alrighty, quick.
Three.
Quicker.
Two.
Come on.
I gave you Harrison Bader.
One. Three-name athletes. I thought you guys might have some. All right. Next president, John Tyler. Famous Johns or Tylers. Go. Start.
Wendell Tyler.
I like
John,
that. Number
John 26. Cappelletti.
26 also, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else? John.
What was the other one? John and what's the other thing?
Tyler.
Oh, Tyler Rose.
John for Tudor. Nickname.
How about Tyler Boyd? Who you got?
John Tudor.
John Private Tudor? Anybody else?
Jesus.
Going once.
Wendell three. Tyler.
He said him.
Tommy John.
He also played for the Niners too, right?
Yeah.
And the Rams. All right.
John three, Candelaria.
Two. Oh.
The Candyman.
Candyman.
John Smoltz.
Three, two, one. John done. Wayne. Nicely done. All right. James Polk.
Edgerrin James.
Nobody
say LeBron.
LeBron.
I got this.
Edgerrin James is mine.
I love the Edge. I listened to a podcast.
James him. Harris, the quarterback for the Rams. How about that? Get some.
James Harris. Well,
who's that Polk that plays for the Patriots? What was his name? Receiver this year.
Stiff. Who knows?
Any James in baseball? James.
Deion James. Come on.
Deion. Oh, yes, sir.
James.
Deion, yes, sir.
Bill 19. James.
19.
Craig James.
Bill James.
Craig James is a good one.
The Pony nice. Express.
James yeah, Harrison.
With?
I already got James Harrison.
Eric Dickerson.
Where?
SMU.
All right. Zachary or Taylor?
Pat Zachary.
Mets and Reds. Zach Greinke. Is it Zachary Greinke? I'm not sure, but I would imagine.
Zach
Taylor. Lawrence Taylor.
Zach
Taylor.
Come on.
All right.
Zach Eady.
It's a Zach. Anybody else?
Zach Morris?
Any other Taylors? No, that's Saved by the Bell. Screech?
Screech.
Oh, how about timeout? Timeout in the game. What round will Jonathan...
Timeouts now?
Yeah, what round will Jonathan Taylor go in most formats?
Two.
Three.
Running backs go, man.
PPR is catching passes, though.
They just go, man.
He was frustrating for us.
Especially
gave me at 300 yards.
Especially if you take a wide receiver in the first round and you start looking at the second round. Those guys are all gone, dude. John Taylor, second round.
I don't think you guys can come up with anyone on the next guy. Millard Fillmore. Go.
Rick Miller, Red Sox.
Heath Miller.
Is it Millard?
Andrew Miller.
Millard.
Yeah. Oh, Miller. Oh, the Briggs.
No one.
Millard.
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 Was there a Kevin Millard that played for the...
Keith Millard was a Keith lineman Millard. For the Vikings and the Eagles. Number? Never mind.
I thought
75.
Was a Met that was a Millard. Anybody?
Yes, there was. It was a middle infielder.
Yeah.
Utility guy. Yep.
Anyway, last Felix one Millard? For tonight.
No, that's Felix
last
Million.
Last one for tonight. Franklin and Pierce.
Paul. Tony Franklin.
Oh, nice. Oh, 59-yard field goal on Monday night.
Anybody that's else?
Cowboys. Antonio.
Franklin Stubbs.
Tony Perez.
Franklin Field.
We're gonna audit the tax man here.
Ricky Pierce.
Shea Stadium.
He's ripping highlights over there.
Don Mattingly.
Tastes great.
The Hitman. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Everybody, I want to thank you for this long ass listen right here. But we covered a lot of important stuff. From sex toys to the Little League World Series to Millard Fillmore to somehow the tax man saying that Tony Perez is related to Franklin Pierce. It sounds like Jamar Chase is everybody's number one. Stay away from everybody except for Jamar, Bake.
Drake London.
And Drake London and Jeffy are moving in tomorrow.
Millard Caldwell was the governor of Florida.
And Jay with a one last skirt comment.
Worthless nugget.
Huge series coming up for the Yanks. Go freaking Yanks.
Go Sox.
Might be the year of the Cowboys. Studio engineer, thank you. Lottie, good job showing up. Good night.
Bye.